This is Category 5 Technology TV. I'm your host, Robbie Ferguson, and tonight I'm joined by Gene Leggett, and it's a pleasure to have you here.
You know what? I'm so excited to be here.
It's so cool that you and One More Story Games are from Barrie, Ontario.
I know. I feel sometimes like we're the only game studio north of Newmarket, Toronto.
You say that. Now, all of a sudden, there's going to be all these emails.
Oh,
we're in, Barrie, and there's like 10 of them. And
I would really like to meet the other people, because what we're doing is already challenging enough to be a game studio north of Toronto, and it would be really great to meet the other people.
Cool. We are big on retro gaming, and your platform really, I know that it's modern. I know that you've got a real modern spin to it, and we'll talk a little bit about that, but it does take me back. Back to the days when gaming was storytelling.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about your company, what it is that you do?
Sure. So my husband is sort of like the visionary behind the company. My job is the evangelist. I go and I talk to people, right? So I spread the word of One More Story Games.
Yep.
And, Blair really started making his first game when he was 8 years old, and he played a lot of the Ultima series. So do you remember the
Ultima
series?
There you go. Yeah.
And there was a period of time where in 2009, he had worked for EA for almost 8 years, and they laid a lot of staff off.
Sure.
So in his spare time, I guess he had a lot of spare time, he recreated Ultima 4 in Flash.
Nice.
And if you ask nicely, we might tell you where that is.
Could we, link to it?
No.
Is it proprietary, or is it open?
Well, good old Games has the rights for it now.
Oh,
but
right.
It's
right.
The whole idea,
yeah,
that storytelling
recreated
in games. Yeah. It really is. It goes back to, what matters in games? Characters, events, relationships. And for me, I would much rather play a game where I'm interested in what's happening than be... There's some really visually stunning games that are happening right now.
Sure, yeah.
And the game developer conferences is happening right now in San Francisco, and we're sort of like, we can't be there right now. They're really focused on virtual reality.
Sure.
It's like, before you can even get to virtual reality, I really think that you need to have strong storytellers in there first.
Isn't it true, though, with virtual reality, we are going to have a shift back to storytelling? Because when we look at things like Microsoft's offering and the ability to enter an immersive environment within your home, what would be better than storytelling in that environment? To have a murder mystery happen right before your eyes and participate in it.
It's kind of creepy, actually.
It's creepy, but awesome.
I can see it happening.
It's true.
So what we've done is we've actually created Blair calls it a fancy word processing. It's like fancy word.
Yep.
That you can enter your people, your places, your locations. So you're just like uploading graphics and typing your new text and saying, okay, so here are the fundamental things that tie events together. So if you've been to our website and played some of our games, you'll know what I mean by that. And then there's a little bit of a scripting component using Lua scripting. And, for writers, what we're hoping to do is help them transform from traditional writers where they're writing linear stories into narrative designers.
So does it almost become an education process as you've provided a platform for a writer to learn to create a game based on their writing?
Absolutely, because they really have to think about, am I creating something where I'm just creating a visual component of my novel, or am I creating a sandbox world where you as the audience, or like, do we call them readers, do we call them players? We just call you the audience. So you as an audience member get to go in. Does it matter what order I explore the world in?
Right.
Am I creating something that's an open world for exploration? Am I creating what we call branching narratives? So one choice here affects how the rest of the story goes. So really it is absolutely an education of the writer and getting to think differently about narrative.
There's obviously two facets to it. You've got your users. What do you call them?
The audience.
The audience. So the audience is really the reader and the game player, and then you've got the writer. So can I, as somebody who, and this is not me, myself, Robbie Ferguson, but can I, if I was a writer, say, okay, I want to take my existing book and turn it into a game, or let's actually write a storyline for a game?
You can do a number of different things. We are currently in beta. We're in open beta.
Okay.
It just means that if you are interested in coming and writing with us right now, you need to be a little bit patient while we sort out a few things. And we're starting to do webinar courses, so that we'll sit, everybody will join in on a conversation, and we can brainstorm what your story might look like in a living, breathing, interactive world.
Yeah. Are you using like a Google Hangout? Or I noticed that you do have a YouTube channel. We'll put that below.
Yes.
And on that channel, you have a really great assortment of step-by-step guides. Hey, if you want to be a game creator, just follow these guides. And we don't have to get into the technical stuff here tonight, because you've already done that, and you can go to the YouTube channel.
We've tried to make it as easy as possible. I think really right now the only thing that's missing is the scripting, but there's in the software there's actually
and that's Lua
document. It is Lua,
which is cool.
Yeah, and it's, you know, for the people who are really into programming, there's IntelliType stuff there, so I think it's really cool. And you could create something that's like 5 to 10 minutes of gameplay. You could create a prequel to your novel if you wanted to promote your stuff. Or you can just play. You can take photographs. It doesn't have to be 3D worlds. And it doesn't have to be illustrations. You could create a murder mystery in your own house.
Cool. This is Category 5 Technology TV, and I'm speaking with Gene Leggett. Check out their website. It's onemorestorygames.com. What birthed the idea of One More Story Games?
Well, as I mentioned, Blair had worked at EA for 8 years. And
so he's got the experience. So, but something must have made you go, you know what, let's do this. Let's make this into an actual platform that people can use.
I think going back to the time that he spent on recreating Ultima, I think what he really wanted at that point was to create something to let other people create other Ultimas. I think that was the genesis of it. And he worked at Zynga for 2 years. And to just sort of see how the games industry has been changing and evolving. Blair and I both have English degrees. We're kind of nerds that way, but he also has the computing science background as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And when it comes down to it, who are we as humans? That's the one thing that we have, is we have storytelling. We've been telling stories since caveman on the walls. And I think that's the thing that's missing right now is quality storytelling. And why not have writers create the content?
Sure. So what kind of stories are there on your platform right now?
Right now, we have a murder mystery set in Barrie. We have
Barrie right here. Can you tell us a little bit about it, just brief?
Sure. It's your first day on the job. Isn't that how they all start?
Are you like a super spy? Superhero.
You are just a plain old detective.
Okay. A plain old detective. Is there such a thing?
Maybe there's a plain clothes detective.
Oh.
Ah.
You never know. I might be spying.
And so there's a murder at the construction site, and you need to figure out it's a homeless person, but it doesn't seem right to you. And everybody else wants to write it off as a suicide. Okay. And they're like, I don't think so.
So you got to look for the clues.
You got to figure out. We put some subtle clues in there. And at first they were too subtle. So I'm like, okay, we got to amp it up a little
bit. That's interesting, because you don't get that feedback when you write a novel of maybe something's a little lacking. But I guess you would see that in your platform. You're going to get the feedback that, hey, I couldn't. You could almost see people going through the process. Where are they getting hung up? Where are they getting stuck? And, hey, let's improve it.
We actually have an analytics system in the background.
Nice.
So we can see what mouse click you made. So you as an author will eventually have access to that information.
Yeah.
And so say you're creating something that has maybe 8 different outcomes. Maybe the analytics will show you that 95% of the people choose path B. Like, isn't that interesting?
Interesting, yeah.
And so maybe that will challenge you to up-level your writing as a narrative designer.
Yeah.
We have two sort of sci-fi. We have three stories that have female protagonists, because that's something we feel very strongly about, is diversity.
Yeah.
And the latest game that we have that I'm incredibly proud of is called Mandatory Upgrade X Marks the Spot. And it's a cyberpunk mystery.
I want to talk a little bit more about that in a couple moments' time. I want to give the opportunity to you viewers, if you're watching live, join us in the chat room. Jeff, Sasha, you're over there. I'm sure you have questions for us as well, for Gene in particular. And if you have any questions, Sasha's watching the chat room and able to get those into us here in the studio.
So far, there's really only one suggestion, and it's a story related to Sasha and spilling things.
Actually got a story writer in the chat room.
Yeah, they want to write a story about Sasha spilling things all over electronics and what happens to her in the studio.
So, Gene, the question then becomes, what can somebody who has ideas do to participate in your platform as a writer? And I want to talk about the gamer too, because a lot of people are going to be thinking, I'm not a writer. I could never write. And that's probably me. And I don't have the time to write. So I'd like to sit down and just enjoy the platform. So I want to talk about that too.
Sure.
But for the writers and people who have ideas, how do they get involved?
Number one, I always say check out the games that we have first so that you have a nice idea of what we mean by story games.
Good suggestion, yeah.
Because I feel like we live in that hybrid space between ebook meets computer game. And if we're going to be publishing things on your behalf, because we do actually pay the writers, kind of crazy, right? So you guys should write games.
Do I have to pay to write?
Well, you get our software for free for a couple of months.
So it's a trial?
It's a trial period.
Yeah, okay.
And then it's a very reasonable fee.
So do you almost, and this is kind of sidestepping a little bit, but just to understand a little bit, do you almost become a virtual publishing company in a way?
Yeah.
So you're watching for those good stories.
Yes.
You want to buy those stories from the writers.
We have some really fantastic. I'm pumped because now that the software is more or less solid and complete, we now are looking to publish new content, solid content. Mm-hmm. Because there's a difference, you know, there's going to be everybody else and then there's going to be like the stellar people.
Sure.
And we think that over the next 6 months, we have six new story games. So every 4 to 6 weeks, we have new stories coming out. Something from like an indigenous space adventure to a supernatural horror to some comedic journey through Dante's Inferno. Like just a wide variety.
And as far as your audience goes, what is the age spectrum?
You know, it's funny because most people don't realize this. Half the people who are buying games are women. And the largest chunk of that is women over 30.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So is that, they're also readers a lot of times. Not to stereotype, but it's true. Are the games appropriate for younger audiences? Or?
Yeah, we have a rating system on there. So right now we have some games that are for like 10 and up.
Great.
Where there might be like a suggestion of violence, but it's just mentioned once because maybe it's the dead body.
Sure.
But it's not like CSI where it says, you know, this would be inappropriate.
Right, yeah.
There is one game on there that was written by a Barrie police officer. It's called APOC, Get in the Ring.
Yeah.
There is an explicit torture scene of a suspect in there, so it's rated M for mature.
Right.
And,
That's great.
Yeah, but we try to put that on there because we don't want... Well, we want to be able to say to the parents, you should be watching what your kids are playing in the first place.
Sure. Yeah, and that's not always easy, so having the rating system in place is a great idea. Jeff, any questions for us in the chat room, or do you have any of your own?
There's one question in the chat room from Rev D. Jenk, and he's asking, is there a way to give suggestions to a creator for ideas for future versions of a game?
So existing writers on your platform, is there a way to give them feedback or provide them with some kind of suggestions?
That is something that we're going to be developing as we move forward. So right now, there's no way for you to give a rating on a game that you've played.
Right.
But that is a feature that's being built in or building in. You know how Twitch has the tip jar?
Yep.
So there's going to be a tip jar in there. So if you're like, you know what? I paid money for this game, but this was fantastic.
Right.
So we're still
Let's
building
those
features
in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the core problems that's happening in the games industry is we have created a freemium model where everybody's like, I'm going to give you your first hit for free.
Okay.
And we know what model that works under. It's anyways, so that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to say, listen, people spent a lot of time to build these stories, and they should be paid for their work. And we should start to appreciate artists and writers more.
Sure, absolutely. And I think that's the rating system strikes me as something that would do very nicely. If I was a writer, I'd like that feedback. I love, my wife is an author, and we watch the Amazon ratings because those are important to us as publishers and to her as the author to get that feedback.
And I think also it's important when it says verified purchase.
Sure.
You know, we really want to.
There
would be a way.
Feature suggestion. Made it to the end of the book.
Yes, actually. So that's what I was thinking, because it wouldn't really be fair. I saw on Goodreads somebody had trashed a friend's novel.
Read the back.
And she said she read the first 15 pages of it.
Come on.
Hated it.
Didn't even get into it.
And I thought, this is actually one of the best books I've read in a really long time.
Yeah.
And I read the whole thing.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be cool if you could say, listen, maybe you gave it 2 stars, but you only played 15 minutes of it. And other people are like,
sure.
I played to the end. Oh my God, this was amazing.
Yeah. That's so important knowledge for sure.
It'll be interesting to see how we can track that over time.
This is Category 5 Technology TV. I'm Robbie Ferguson, and I'm joined by Jean Leggett, and she is from OneMoreStoryGames.com. The technology behind your platform, right now your website is predominantly Flash-based.
Yes.
I understand that there's some transition happening there, but what other technologies are available or are in line to be brought to your product?
Right. So right now the authoring tool... You know, thanks Chrome. Chrome no longer supports Silverlight. So for people who want to do the authoring component of it, they actually have to open up Firefox and download.
So it's a Silverlight app?
It's a Silverlight app that you download, and we pretty much update it maybe once a week when we're implementing new features and stuff like that. So it's like, that's the only reason I have Firefox on my computer.
Sure.
That's fine.
So it will work on Windows, Mac, or Linux then?
It works on Windows right now, and we are working on Mac development. That's been on the list for a really long time.
So it would be something other than Silverlight or Mono?
Yes. So we are looking to upgrade the entire system. So right now you have the software, and then you have the game portal. And software is in Silverlight, and the game portal is in Flash.
Okay.
Both of which are... not where we want to be
sure.
a year or two from now.
Yep.
So they'll both be integrated into an HTML5 cloud-based program.
So what happens for iOS players on the phone where Flash is
sadly,
not...
sadly, they cannot play our games.
Just
However, if you play the Facebook app, because we are on Facebook as well.
Okay.
If you play the Facebook app on anything other than Safari, so if you have Mac Chrome... and you play the Facebook version. Do you know what I mean?
Like a little bit roundabout.
As a technology company.
Yeah.
Apple
and these are the things that you encounter as a tech company and as a startup and just getting the ball really rolling and great. You know, Firefox has blocked Flash.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like So these are the growing pains that we go through.
But we do have, you can play our games. We're in the Google Play Store. I always recommend that people use...
Fantastic, so it's on Android.
Yes, I always tell people they should use the quotation marks and look for story worlds. Otherwise, they'll be like shuffling through a lot of
games. Yes, for sure. Yep.
And so that's, they can download
that. Story worlds.
It's really awesome on tablet.
No doubt.
I think it was like made for tablet,
perfect.
To be honest.
You've got to check it out. It's OneMoreStoryGames.com. Story World in the Google Play Store.
Story Worlds.
Worlds. Plural.
Multiple
in
worlds.
Quotes.
Multiple worlds.
What's next in line for One More Story Games?
Well, we made a pretty exciting announcement last month that we are working with a number one New York Times bestseller. Did I tell you that?
I've read about it.
Oh.
So, you know, I don't have the inside skinny, but you can give it to me now.
Oh, that's
It's just
right.
between you and I. So
okay.
Nobody else here.
The lady that wrote the novels, the Sookie Stackhouse series.
Yeah.
Which became HBO's True Blood. You know, the vampires,
right,
and the adult romance.
Yeah.
We'll call that that, yes.
I'm totally into that.
So her name
is Charlene
Harris.
But you're 30-something ladies, maybe.
You know what? That is... She has sold to date over 36 million novels.
And she's working with
One More Story Games. Tiny startup studio north of Toronto. Because what we want to do is we're taking a couple of her older mystery novels... and turning them into story games. So that if you
have
read her novel, you will still have
a completely
new experience
of
the world. And if you've never encountered her before, you'll be like, wow, I love the characters, I love what's going on here. I want to go read the novel and see how it's different.
That's cool. Tell me about your latest release.
Mandatory Upgrade, X Marks the Spot, was designed by a game designer in Victoria. And we like to try and keep things as Canadian as possible, but we do have some really great people outside of Canada. And
the next one could be you.
It could be,
you.
And what's really cool is you go in and you play Special Agent Rachel Varley. It's your first day on the job.
Sweet, I've always wanted to be Rachel Varley.
It's your first day on the job. You've been going through training, and there's this hideous murder that's happened.
Okay.
And they're trying to figure out how this happened, because there's, it's a cyberpunk thing. There's some cool technology.
So
going
we get to
on.
Dress up like that?
No, there's no dress up. I don't know if that's your.
These are not text based. Entirely. We've
These
got a lot of
visual.
Imagery.
Yes.
We've got soundtracks
there
as well.
Sound,
it's very immersive.
When we started playing, because we've been developing the engine and we've been making the games as we've gone along.
Yeah.
So the more recent games obviously have benefited from the more recent features. So when I go back and I play some of the older games that don't have the music.
Right.
I'm like, these are okay.
Yeah.
But now that you play the ones with the music and like Hard Vacuum Lullaby we released in, I think it was November, and it's the space adventure. It's free. It's half hour. And all of a sudden, there's a moment where you have to decide, are you going to use a metal locker door or your arm to stop the machine?
Oh, my.
And the sound effect will be very different
depending
on what you choose.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to have to check that one out as well as, check out the synopses that are on the website. Find out which one is of interest to you and then just click the Play Now button.
Yeah.
I guess it's as simple as that.
And have fun. Have fun. If you get stuck, there's little help buttons there, and we're very open to feedback. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, YouTube. We're everywhere.
Very good. Well, thanks for being here, Jean. And do check out her platform. It is onemorestorygames.com. And give us some feedback. Let us know what you think about the platform and what it is that Jean and her company are doing. And make sure you you do check that out today. So thanks for being here with us.
Thanks very much.
And congratulations on launching this. This is,
Thank you.
I know you're a few years in, and it's really snowballing now, but there are some exciting things to come for you. And we're really excited to
I think this is our
know
year.
That you're local.
Yeah.
This is it. So all the best.
Thank you.
Thanks.